Now the news. I'm Do Hongyu. Official data shows the Purchasing Managers Index for China's manufacturing sector came in at 50.8 in March, bouncing back to the expansion zone. The positive rebound followed five consecutive months of contraction that started in October 2023, indicating recovery in China's manufacturing activity. Sunday's data also revealed that non-manufacturing PMI came in at 53 in March, up from 51.4 in February. An industry report shows China's logistics sector rallied in the first 2 months of the year. From January to February, social logistics rose 5.9% year-on-year to 55.4 trillion yuan, or about 7.8 trillion U.S. dollars. The growth rate was 3 percentage points higher than that in the same period last year. Indonesia's president-elect Prabowo Subianto is in Beijing for a 3-day visit. He's chosen China as the first country to visit after winning February's election. Sun Ye tells us more about the visit and the development of China-Indonesia ties.
President-elect of the Republic of Indonesia and the General Chairman of the Great Indonesian Movement Party, Prabowo Subianto, has arrived in Beijing for a visit that will last until April the 2nd. According to China's Foreign Ministry, Chinese President Xi Jinping will be holding talks with the President-elect, and China's Premier Li Qiang will also be meeting with Prabowo, and the leaders of the two countries will be exchanging views on issues concerning bilateral relations as well as issues of common concern. Now, Mr. Prabowo had chosen China as the first country to visit after being elected president, and this is reflecting the high importance of the Sino-Indonesia relationship.
Local media say a new shipment of aid for Gaza has left the port in Cyprus. It contains food that is mostly flour, rice, and sugar. This is the second aid shipment for Gaza from Larnaca since the Marine Corridor was initiated earlier this month. The United Nations said more than 1 million people in the Gaza Strip are facing extreme level of food insecurity. Russia's National Anti-Terrorism Committee said the country has foiled a terror plot in a special operation in its Dagestan Republic, arresting three suspects. It said Russian special forces blocked the alleged terrorists in several apartments in residential areas of the cities of Makhachkala and Kaspisk. It said automatic weapons, ammunition, and a ready-to-use improvised explosive device were discovered where the suspects were detained. Uganda is stepping up measles vaccination campaigns across the country after an outbreak was reported in 8 districts. In the last 3 months, more than 700 cases have been reported and at least 3 deaths recorded. Isabel Nakiria reports.
The most affected districts are those bordering the Democratic Republic of Congo and those hosting refugees. An assessment by the Ugandan Health Ministry shows 41 more districts are at risk of measles, while another 71 are considered at moderate risk. The ministry says it's taking measures to avert a crisis by routinely vaccinating all children under 5. Doctors say the outbreak is due to pockets of unimmunized children or those who don't receive the vaccine on time. The free movement of people across the border, especially refugee populations, has also contributed to the spike.
A gigantic telescope in Guizhou province has provided 900 hours of observation for foreign researchers since it officially opened to international scientists in March 2021. The 500-meter aperture spherical radio telescope is located in a deep karst depression in southwest China. It's the world's largest single-dish and most sensitive radio telescope. It's received applications from 15 foreign countries for fast radio burst observations, pulsar observations, and neutral hydrogen surveys. Cultural relics from Luxembourg are on display in Henan Museum in Zhengzhou. The exhibits include stoneware, pottery, bronzeware, and oil paintings. In 2018, artifacts unearthed in Henan were exhibited in Luxembourg. The exhibition will run until August. And that's the news. I'm Do Hongyu.